This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just taking a guess with Ariana, right?
You are correct, yes.
So we'll have some fun with this. Who else comes to mind for you over the next few months I should learn about? All the Chrises, right? Three Chrises.
Chrises, can you name them?
Evans, Helmsworth or Hemsworth?
Hemsworth.
And Chris...
Fine.
No. There are four Chris, but he's talking about Pratt is the one he's trying to get.
Pratt, yeah.
I don't know if they're super, like, I don't want to say, like, they're still A-list, obviously.
Wow, so
I don't know if they're, because all, like, the Marvel stuff is kind of.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
I do, actually.
Okay, Zendaya.
But I will say this.
Do you know who Zendaya is?
No.
Okay, well, then we're doing Zendaya next.
Yes.
Zendaya, that's her name?
She's like maybe, you know, she's the next great movie star.
I love her. Yeah. She already is.
She is like the next generation.
But also,
like,
feel free to go back to the last 5-10 years because I got nothing on that. I
Bruno
need a lot
Mars,
of
you know, Bruno
it's
Mars.
It's not our job to figure out what you need to learn to round you out.
Well, I'm asking for help.
Yeah, but this is, you're saying like going back in time the last 10 years now?
Yeah, I'm saying if you
I thought it was current stuff.
Well, it is,
they're
but
still famous,
it's hard
the people.
Yeah,
the Chrises are still famous. I get like it just because they're not
correct.
Maybe like
they're
just
not
what, thing
like
right
the
now.
Hottest thing right yeah. now.
There is
yeah,
a line.
To know him.
There is a line. The name Chris Pine was brought up. That might be a name that is discarded
I don't
for,
know
for our purposes.
Yeah, I agree
here.
With you, John.
Right.
I love
but,
Chris
but
Pine.
It's a fine
He's probably my favorite
I like
of the Chrises. Yeah.
But maybe we don't. But that's the thing.
Okay,
it's very difficult to judge this to determine what Joe needs to learn and what he.
I
should
like
not
the Timothy
learn,
Chalamet,
especially
pick.
If we're going back in time 10 years. Timothy Chalamet, the current. Yeah, I like. Let's start with the current.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
And that is definitely
okay.
Current.
Okay,
you know what's good about like Timothy? Chalamet and Zendaya are musts.
Oh,
Chalamet
man.
Is a huge football fan.
Okay.
They had him. They had him on college game day.
Sports fan. Period.
Yeah, we can relate. Then we're both football fans. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day from the 8 o'clock hour, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of premium one owner, pre-owned pickup trucks at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, closing out the poll from last hour. Which of these was the most memorable split? Let's all vote. John, would you say the 13 colonies and Britain? Donovan and T.O., Princess Di and Charles, the Liberty Bell.
Oh, man. I think it's the 13 colonies or the Liberty Bell. This is so tough to choose between these two. I mean, does the Liberty Bell get the nod because of the local nature?
It does not.
Okay.
Devin,
so
which of these would you have picked?
13 colonies.
Rhea?
I would have gone Princess Di or Lady Di and Charles. And then I realized it was in the same category as the 13 colonies, so I couldn't do it.
What is interesting, we have two British things, and we have two Philadelphia
13
things.
Colonies.
Yeah. James, got to be the 13 colonies.
Without a
right?
doubt, yeah.
All right, colonies do advance. 48% said the Colonies.
It's a haymaker final we got set up here.
We do. 23% said Donovan and T.O., 16% the Liberty Bell, 13% Princess Di, and Lady Charles. All right.
Going to get in trouble.
I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Final poll, because this is now the heavyweights for which of these was the most memorable split. This is all to determine who wins Phillies tickets from yesterday's show, because different callers called in and had these choices. So the three choices are most memorable split, the 13 colonies in Britain. That's choice A. The Berlin Wall. That's choice B. The Atom. That's choice C. Wow, they are big. All right. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's listen to one more piece of audio from Mike Mayock, because draft coming up in 13 days. He was on with the afternoon guys yesterday talking about what's strong in this draft. Let's listen to Mayock.
What's the strength on the defensive side of the ball this year in the draft early? Is it D linemen? You got secondary players? What are you hearing is the strength at those positions?
Well, I think defensive tackle might be the deepest position in the draft, along with tight end. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean you have to take one in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if Walter Nolan or Derek Harmon's there at 32, you'd be like, awesome. That's really good. But Malachi Starks, what if he's there?
Mm.
Mykel Williams, the edge, what if he's there? I'm kind of with you, Ike, that both edge and corner in this particular draft, like I look at that corner pool and say, I'd like to get one of the top guys and I'd rather not be taking my chances down in the third round.
You know, an interesting point, if the Eagles draft a corner and they may, I'll use the word may, but what he's telling you is, you know, grab a guy early, don't wait late. And of course, a corner that the Eagles would take at best would be competing for the slot corner spot. But very well may be.
Well, unless they want to keep Cooper in the slot and have an outside guy and, like, move Cooper.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I mean, it's possible.
That's what I mean. I'll call it third corner guy. Yeah, third corner guy. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot going on here today. You can react to it all. 215-592-9494. Lou in Philadelphia. Hi, Lou.
Good morning, crew. The two-time Super Bowl and World Series champs. How y'all doing?
Look at you.
Great.
Lou, let's not forget those three other championships the Eagles won. I think people disrespect them sometimes.
They do. I mean, we just don't
remember them.
No, we don't. But I'm just saying, like,
and
you
also,
know.
Also, I just think it's, like, no one talks about those football championships. Like,
well, Ray does.
No, I'm talking as sports fans. Like, sports fans talk about Super Bowls. Like, we don't.
I know.
No one really references those other than, like, Lombardi, you know?
Well, it's not no one, but it's certainly not a lot of younger people.
The vast majority of people
do. Of course. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but and remember, I'm 36. I had to deal with all those Cowboy fans who told me those championships meant nothing. But anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Sure.
So my real reason why I called in today is because I'm a former employee. This is actually my first time being able to say this to people who don't actually know me personally. I'm actually a retired employee of PennDOT. How about that?
Oh, good for you, man.
So I called in about the Real ID. I'm going to try to get through this fast because it could be a lot of questions. And
yeah, explain it to us. What's the deal with the Real ID? What do we need to know?
All right. So the Real ID, I don't know why they named it a Real ID. It should have been called a Federal ID. What John said earlier was correct. You're going to need the Real ID to take not only a domestic flight to enter any federal buildings or military bases as well. And if you don't have the Real ID, you can use your passport as long as it's not expired. And if you just want to do that, I've always been suggesting people for the last 5 years when I was working at PennDOT, when you get your passport, you can also apply for a passport card, which you can use domestically because the card doesn't work internationally. This way you can leave the book at home so you don't end up losing the book.
I have the card. When we went to London last year, it was like an extra $40.
Wow.
And they're like, you can just put it in your wallet. So I was like, oh, absolutely.
Okay. And Lou, here's my first question for you. What is a give me an example of what a federal building is.
Now, that's a good question because I actually didn't know that. But I would think a federal building, to my knowledge, would be something like the Social Security building, because that's a building that you can't go in with weapons or, like, vital records, or, like, you know, any type of court building. And I don't think they're going to, you know, if you have to go to a court if you have a hearing, I don't think you're going to need the Real ID. I think they'll still let you in.
Let me ask you this, Lou. If I commit a crime in the next 2 weeks, and let's say it's a federal crime, and I don't get the Real ID, can I get out of having to appear in court because I don't have the Real ID?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. That's no, a good
I'm
question. But now,
I'm going to say no. I feel confident on that.
Yeah. One other thing I want to get to, too, before you get off, let me off, is in order to get the real ID, which is another tricky thing, you have to bring in your original birth certificate. You have to bring in your original Social Security card. It has to have your original name. You can't have any blemishes or tears through your names or your
sounds
birth
onerous.
Date. Yes. And then they're going to want two pieces of mail with your name and address. Everything has to match. So I've been telling people to bring like a lease or a mortgage, car insurance, car registration. And for the Catholics, not to single y'all out, but they're not, if you had a communion name added to your birth certificate, not your social, it's not going to count. So you're going to have to go back and get another birth certificate.
Interesting. This is great information. I appreciate it.
For y'all, my morning crew, and I want to get to you too, Joe. I'm not going to let you off the hook about you and Fritz. But for my morning crew, I'm not sure if I can get y'all in without having to wait, but I can try to do my best. If y'all want to hit me up separately outside of this, I can try to get you.
An inside man.
All right, Lou, I'm writing your name down. Lou and Philly can get us the real ID. I like this.
Yeah, I can get y'all passed through the line. Now, with the real ID, they're going to make you renew your license, which is like $42.50 now. Then they're going to upcharge you $30 for the real ID.
Listen, Lou.
It's a money scam.
You're a fountain of knowledge, though. I like it.
That's Pennsylvania for you. And I only have this knowledge because I worked at PennDOT.
So. Okay. Good work. All right, Lou, give me what would you change other than Fritz? You know, obviously he would be a better athlete if he could, but he's not. What would you change?
Well, before I give my answer, what I want to ask for you is, right, because like John said the other day, you're representing all of us on the morning crew. That's DK, Rhea, Seltzer, and John. So if I can ask you for all of us, if you can – I had a regimen that I used to do that I'm going to start doing again because I got to get back in shape too. 100 push-ups, 100 squats, and 100 sit-ups a day. However you want to do them.
1-1-1. I'll try to build up to that. What if I do 100-100-100?
That's a lot.
Look, I like to do 4 sets of 25, but you could break down to 5 sets of 20, 10 sets of
10.
What
if I do 100 sets of 1?
It works. You got 24 hours.
Probably
I was going to suggest that I was going to tell John to make you work out on the during the show since you don't want to work out any other time.
During the commercials.
Man.
You know, he could do that. Lou, he could do that every day.
Doesn't
this
Hugh
show.
Douglas do that?
During
he brings
the commercials.
Like a,
absolutely.
He does like push-ups.
He could do 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, 50. He can up that thing. See how many push-ups can you do in a commercial break every time we go to commercial? But I'll let you know
he'd be out
when
of breath.
I notice him doing that.
It's to be considered. That's an interesting idea. Wow. I'm writing it down. Sit-ups in commercial. All right, very entertaining call. What call, Lou? What would you change?
Get rid of is the real ID. Change that real ID.
All of that
really
information.
Funny answer. Yeah.
What a great call, Lou! Wonderful stuff.
Thanks,
appreciate
Lou.
That a lot, man.
All right, John was a boss.
He was a boss.
That was a great
so
call.
Much. James, how often does he call us?
So he goes on runs. Like there'll be a spot where he'll call like a few times a week. But it's been a little while since we heard from
him. He's good. Get him to call more, Lou. Call us more. Well done. All right, drop of the week. We have some fun every Friday with the drop of the week. Drop of the week. It is, as always, presented by the great people at Family and Company Jewelers. They are South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, as we broadcast this fine Friday morning from Borgata, our Phils team took a loss last night, still tied for first place, 8-4 now on the year. Drop of the week, James Seltzer, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. Joe, it's been a while since we had a good weird noise come out of you while you were talking. We got one this week. This happened.
He's someone I have believed in. But the way he acts when he makes an out.
Yeah, for those, a little shorter version.
But.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that from Wednesday?
I don't know.
Because there was a moment.
It was earlier in the week because it's first.
Because,
so.
Joe, you definitely had one recently when I was in and I heard it, but it was a very serious monologue that you were on, so I didn't want to say anything. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But the beauty of these sounds is they sound like they were made by something that was not human.
Yeah.
Like that to me sounds almost like
sounds like a mouse.
You flicked a glass pitcher full of water.
Poof. Yeah.
That's what that sound sounds like.
That one was faint, too.
Not like coming out of a mouth.
Well, John, as you mentioned it, I thought this would be a good opportunity to play the Master Cut we haven't played in a while. So here's the 2024 Master Cut added with this new one with Joe's weird noises.
Question. mostly relevant to the future.
Just in his NBA career. Harder because it's near the end of the year. So the Flyers.
Oh my God.
But.
Frickin' go to the phones. All right. Look, well. What is that?
So unbelievable is what it
it's
is.
It's almost, yeah, like sometimes it's like emanating bodily. From inside, way inside.
I like that first one that sounds like a dog. That one, wow. Very, very.
Yeah, you sound like Scooby-Doo.
My God.
It's good stuff right there.
Yeah. Good idea going back and refreshing that.
I feel like that never doesn't play well. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you said this.
Real cuto.
Yeah. What was
that? Yeah. That's Amy from Villanova.
That's a good one.
And believe me, it always makes me feel like less of a man.
It's a big deal. I checked a lot about I confirmed that this is a major thing.
The real cuto.
The real cuto is a major thing, and that Alec Bohm and
Max Kepler
and Marsh and Kepler are all very attractive also.
Okay. Well,
it's an attractive team. You're right.
It is.
Yeah, that's a lot of attractive
You're
players.
Right. No.
It is.
And then Rob Thompson with his hair.
Yeah.
Great hair.
There you go.
Fine-looking man, Rob Thompson.
All right, let's keep it going. That might have embarrassed you a little bit. This should embarrass you much, much more, as somehow you forgot Fly Eagles Fly.
What is your favorite song?
I got to think about that for a moment. Maybe the Preps Fight song. I like that one. God. And with that, time's yours. How about what's the Eagles song?
Fly, Eagles, Fly?
What's
that's what you're looking for?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, maybe Fly, Eagles, Fly. I like that one, too.
What's the Eagles song?
And I forgot for a second. I had Go Birds in my mind.
Drop of the week, James.
I couldn't get Go Birds out of my mind. I'm like, wait a minute. It's not called Go Birds. What's it called?
It's not called Go Birds.
No.
That's correct.
I got confused. People get confused.
Not about Fly Eagles Fly.
Pretty bad.
Not great.
Yeah, not good.
Another Joe miss. Joe, you missed coming back in time for the beginning of a segment. Richie had to take over.
Good morning, Philadelphia. It's the morning show with James Seltzer.
Look at John.
John Richie.
Look at John. Look at John Johnson. Look at John Johnson ending his show early. How dare he? How dare he? What, does he want to fly out the door? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody?
John's great fault. Job by Richie there, just jumping in like a pro.
Pulled a
you know,
Nick
you
Foles.
Were doing this it whole, like, you got to be a pro thing. John Richie. Pro. Joe DeCamera, not there when the show starts.
Yeah, that was something.
And we a good impression.
We could have held out. We could have held
out. Yeah, John saw that I was like 3 seconds from the microphone, but he took the...
Joe was...
yeah, you were walking in and it was like...
No, we were all panicked.
I got it.
To be there.
Joe, you should have leaned into it and just given a fun fact.
Here's the
thing. Oh, good call, I could have. Devin.
Good idea.
I could've. You missed that, Joe.
The trick is there's glass in everywhere in the studio, so we could see exactly where Joe was, and he really was just feet away.
That's so, what made it
so it's okay.
Yeah, you it was
know,
great.
An ornery move by, you know.
Great move, yes. All right, let's keep it rolling. Ruben Amaro's looks came up. Rhea, funny line.
Maybe the women are swooning over Ruben. He's a fine-looking gentleman.
Save it.
The total package.
Swooning over Ruben. Next.
That was a good use of the total package there. Yes, that was clever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very
yes,
good.
It was.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This is not good. Definitively not good. Joe attempts to say Martin.
All right, to the phones we go. Martin Valley Forge. Martin! That was really bad.
That was bad. Wow. You could hear how horrible that was, right?
That was horrible.
Martin! Even at the end, you're like,
Nothing about it sounded like the Martin thing.
No. Nothing.
Zero. You're right. All right, we have two more. Both from today. Joe, this is a pretty funny line. You got asked if you can do push-ups. This is what happened.
Can Joe do them? Can he do, like, 25 push-ups?
No.
Nope.
Well, I can, but not currently.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's all.
Clever. All right, one more to get to. For the first time ever, we had to ban a contestant from Beat the Hammer. Tom has been banned, and Joe, you got into it. So Tom in Wilmington, and it's your wonderful guy, Tom. You are the first ever banned contestant from Beat the Hammer. I'm sorry. I got
to
do it. The audience wants it. This guy has given him 4 wins, and
nobody gives. I'm pretty sure. But I will tell you this, James. James, I concur.
Thank you.
But for a different reason. I have brought him to his knees. Hammer! I got people banned because they can't compete. That's the greatness of the hammer. Victory 281. Shut it down.
That's pretty good. That was a good job by you.
Yeah. I'll pat myself on the back for that one.
It was funny. You made
me laugh.
So
what wins? So. This isn't a banger week. This is a little bit of a
left week. No, this is a bit of a under-the-radar week. I agree.
What wins here?
I mean...
Are there any that we could use?
I mean, Martin is really bad.
Martin is pretty bad.
Go for it. That's fine.
Actually, yeah. Throw that in anywhere.
Martin! Martin!
That's so that's got to win. That's
yeah,
so
it's a winner.
Bad.
It's really good. Yeah.
Congratulations to Martin. I'll just say Martin.
Joe, congratulations to you. That might be the best drop you've generated in a while.
Congratulations to
Martin. It's so bad.
It's bad.
Oh. All right, drop it a week. Hope you got a chuckler 10 out of that.
Martin.
That gets so funnier the
joke.
More James
it's the best one in a long time.
Martin!
Great job.
Let's go to the phones, please. Save me from this mess. Andrew in Ambler. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. My goodness gracious, I'm laughing my head off at Martin. So. how you guys doing? Good?
Good.
Doing great.
So I guess I have a question for you. What do you think we should fix? Should we fix center field, the bullpen, or Alec Bohm? Which
well,
option?
That's a good question.
Yes.
That's a great question. Like, if you only had one trade to make, and it's unlikely that they make three, so I get the point of your question. Wow.
Because
well, I guess I believe in Bohm more than the others.
If
so.
We fix Alec Bohm, does that mean he'll never go back to the emotional mess?
No,
Alec
fixing
Bohm
means that Bohm would be out. No, I think what he says is you mean if you made a trade to replace them, right, Andrew?
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, do you trade Marsh? Do you trade Marsh for a bullpen piece? Because
I'd say Marsh is the weakest of those three. But I think he's the least likely to be moved out now because the kid, Crawford's coming. I think then the October thing, you're going to have starters in the bullpen. So this gets really wonky.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, this is my fear about the Phillies because it seems like there's too many flaws that haven't been corrected.
They shouldn't have come into the season with such a flawed outfield. That was their biggest problem because the other stuff, you'd be like, okay, we can fix that. But
I will say this, in their defense, they probably don't have the same group of outfielders if Crawford's not on his way in a couple
and,
months.
Well, and you know I want that more, you know, sooner rather. And everybody's worried about his mental thing, you know, coming up too soon. You know, his father is Carl Crawford. It's a family business. Yeah. I don't worry about that as much with him. As I will with somebody who's not familiar with the business.
Yeah. I will say
I
this
never
about
heard anyone call like a father-son baseball the family business. I like
family
that.
Business,
that's pretty good.
Thank you.
I will say this about Crawford, though, as it relates to later this year, like later. So if he becomes starter guy, he's got to perform in October.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it can't just be like, oh, you know, he can ease his way into it. Because whoever steps in, like him, like, you could be getting 4 at-bats, 5 at-bats every playoff.
Sometimes
game.
The best
now you got to go.
Because
Rojas was a 2023 playoff disaster.
Oh, he was a disaster.
Other than the Cats versus Atlanta, a disaster.
But sometimes when you get the young players in there, I mean, just, you know, for example, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Yeah. Sometimes you get young guys in there and they're so young they don't know any better.
I agree with that.
I mean, it doesn't even faze them.
I agree with that. Yeah, the Phillies had some of that in 80, but not as much 08. Yep, that's fair.
My argument to that is it's been the same group of people not stepping up at the crucial moment. So this is why I'm a little bit going to your Eagles thing. Like, I'm more about, oh, my goodness gracious, I don't want this time to end because I think we have to taper our expectations with a little bit of a letdown. But that's why you go get Walter Nolan in the draft because I think you can build a team – a quicker rebuild. I wouldn't call it a rebuild, but a quicker replacement on the defensive side is in the trenches.
Yeah, replenishment. Yeah,
better replenishment. Walter Nolan, if he drops, I think that would be the best way.
He's a real possibility, man. There's no question. I mean, and if he keeps dropping, they could theoretically move up in the second round. I mean, that happens sometimes too. I remember talking about, I hope the Eagles would get Bobby Taylor in the first round years ago, and they ended up getting him in the second round. That happens sometimes.
I mean, that with Cooper DeJean last year. We had a bunch of people who wanted Cooper in the first round. Yeah,
that's right. Andrew, I need an answer from you.
Think about our linebacker who dropped. We thought he was first. He went to third.
Kobe.
Remember the second round, the Cam Jurgens pick. Everyone wanted Nakobe.
That's right. Yeah. That's a great call, John. All right, Andrew, something you would change for the Phillies tickets. What is it?
Daylight savings needs
has
to
already
be
been
gone.
Said. You got to give us a different because we actually
that's what it was based,
based
on.
That yeah. on based on that today. So give me a different answer.
Okay. So how about there's got to be a salary cap in baseball?
Interesting. Mm. I wouldn't do it. I enjoy having one sport uncapped, but
sometimes I feel like I want it capped.
Sometimes.
Like with the Dodgers.
Sometimes. But know this, we got it a lot better off than other teams.
I know.
Because here's the thing, guys. The single biggest thing that hurt the Flyers, number one.
Salary cap.
Yep.
No doubt.
The Flyers were a top 2-4 spending team every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. And then the cap came, and it changed everything.
Yeah, 100%. We could be like the Guardians, the Rays, or these teams that spend, you know, $200 million less, or $150 million less than the Phillies do.
Think about if a cap came in, who the Phillies, and they probably tapered over a year or two to give you time to adjust. Think about who the Phillies would have to get rid of.
Like everybody.
They would have to shed half the quality players they'd have to get rid of just to get under the cap, whatever that would be. All right, time's yours and more calls as well as we broadcast on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a great start to the day. Great to have you with us on 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I wasn't out of order today. Beat the hammer, and he got 4 out of 5. I mean, you know, hammer being hammer is what he does.
You did pretty well.
Thank you, sir.
That's like the best compliment I think John's ever given you for beat the hammer.
I agree.
Well.
And by the way, Hal Greer is still on that team that stunk. That's a hard get, man. Holy mackerel.
Well, there weren't that many Hall of Famers on the Sixers in that general time, you know.
But I will say, I was trying to figure out if Doug Collins made it, if it counted from, like, did they ever put the 72 Olympic team in that would have won gold? Like, I don't know. They put everything in the Hall of Fame. You know, like.
They do.
Yeah.
You're right,
And then I knew George McGinnis made the Hall and was part of the team later in the 70s before Doc. So, like, was he a young player in 72? I don't know. I thought the George McGinnis guess was a pretty good guess, but Hal Greer still being around.
All right, you won, Joe. You don't have to then turn around and pat yourself on the back.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's a fair point.
A great point, Rhea.
Then again, that's what I do. Let's get to the Gotta Door and Window. Window to the weekend. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gotta Door and Window. Call them today, 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit GUIDA.com. All right, the weekend. Well, obviously pretty standard with what is up ahead. We've got a Philly series, in this case the Phils and the Cardinals. So hopefully the Phils can take care of some business there. Sixers and Flyers winding down. This will be...
last week, right?
Thank you to the Lord.
Yes.
For this being the final couple of days for both teams. Sixers end this weekend. Flyers actually stretch into the early portion of next week. But... winding down with both squads.
Mercifully.
Yes.
Yes. The Masters are this weekend, so enjoy that.
You're going to watch?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. And then,
who are you rooting for?
I don't really have one right now. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I don't know.
I never. I'm not a practiced fan of watching, but... if you're going to watch, this is the one.
Yeah, this is the one to watch.
Yes, John,
that's right.
That is so true.
But obviously the most important thing by a tenfold margin this weekend is whether the Hammer will win his fantasy basketball.
Oh, life. Clearly.
I have it circled on my calendar.
The whole Delaware Valley is waiting with bated breath.
3 days to go, and I am in a tie with Thump and Bump.
And what are we looking at?
Of course you are.
What are the odds? What really? Players? Is his name really Thump and Bump?
Yeah,
and that was separate from your tweet?
Uh-huh.
That's really weird.
It's Joseph's team against Thump and Bump.
What players do you need to do well?
Jokic? I need Jokic to...
Hold on. Before we get to that.
Yes, please ask.
Joseph's team?
Yes.
Wait, that's the name of your team?
That's your team? Joseph's team?
I think I was assigned that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Obviously.
So, Joseph's team versus Thump and Bump.
I would hope so.
I'm officially rooting for Thump and Bump.
Joseph's team. Wow, tied at the top with 54
points.
So
what do you need? What do you need, Jokic?
I need Jokic to play. Like, I need players. So it always gets tricky at this point because, you know, you don't know who's going to play in the last game.
Oh, man, Porzingis.
Yeah, Porzingis don't play.
And Bona.
John is looking through my team right now.
And
don't be cutting anyone, John.
Nick Claxton.
What an idea that is.
Claxton last night gave me all of one rebound or two, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
D. Klingon.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is.
Donovan Klingon. He was on the Connecticut championship team.
Rebounds mode. It's all about rebounds.
Klingon.
Field goal and free.
Yes, he's
and
Portland
low turnover.
Center.
So,
oh man,
we'll see. I think I'm going to win, but I'm not sure.
Well,
we'll find out.
You better check out your guard situation. Is he?
Yeah, this Spencer Sharp guy or whatever. Let's see. What is his first name?
Okay,
his
that's name a guy I've Shaden. Never heard of.
Shaden Sharp.
I've never heard of him.
I'll give you a guy. Okay, I'm going to give you one more thing because no one listening cares, but I'm going to say one thing and then to the phones. There is a guy I have who is the fifth-ranked player this year in fantasy basketball. I'm going to guess most people have never heard of him.
Ooh.
Now, two reasons this guy is fifth-ranked. One, he gets a million steals. Actually, over three a game, which is historically
that's a ton
incredible.
Of steals. Oh,
three,
my God.
Three a game is
three a game?
Yes.
And that's regular. Like, he just does that
that's
with regularity?
That's phenomenal.
Three a game.
How is this happening?
Right. And he plays almost every game. He's not one of those guys that sits out. So there's a guy named, tell me if you've ever heard of him, Dyson Daniels.
No.
A guard from the Atlanta Hawks.
I've never heard of him. Nope.
Dyson
John,
Daniels.
John, he is the fifth-ranked player in fantasy basketball.
You've got to be kidding me. Dyson Daniels.
And I picked him up about 2 weeks into the season, and that guy's like my guy. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave in Wilmington right now. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dave, you sound downtrodden.
Well, I'm downtrodden because they struck out 33 times in three games.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of back to that again. I know.
I thought this was all behind us.
Yeah.
And listen,
old habits die hard, I guess, huh?
Also, teams strike out in baseball. Like, that's baseball these
days.
And
the Braves can pitch. There's that reality, too. But I get your point, Dave. But it's not unnoticed by us. I mean, that was not the best hitting series by the Phils, to say the least.
No, and if they hit better, then it takes pressure off of the pitcher because the other team's trying to keep up with them.
For what it's worth, the Phillies are 14th in baseball in strikeouts per game. So that's not bad. They're middle of the pack in terms of striking. Okay.
Dave, you can hang on one sec. James, here's what I'd be more interested in than that. Where do they rank amongst the, let's call them roughly, 10 contenders for the World Series? Like, I don't care how they compare to the Nationals. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the legit.
Well, I'm sure we've come roaring back in the last couple games with this.
Just for what it's
worth. I can look. It's a good question because there are some contenders who are way better. Arizona is the best in baseball. San Diego's the second best. The Mets are the third best team in baseball there. After that, it does drop off. The Dodgers are worse in terms of strikeouts per game. Atlanta is worse in terms of strikeouts per game. Boston, the Yankees are much worse in terms of strikeouts per game. So it's kind of even throughout in terms
middle
of
middle of the pack of the good teams, it sounds like.
You know, I just saw something, Joe, that
you
might want to consider.
At? What are you looking at?
Joe should wear suspenders.
What?
Joe,
first of all,
I just saw a man
who's wearing
walking
suspenders.
By. There was a man.
To...
I was trying to show you the man. He was walking by far away. He might have been an Amish man as he walked away.
Well, wearing, I was going to call him a dork until you said he's Amish.
Wearing
suspenders. I mean,
jeans looked exactly like yours.
Okay.
The same length is what I'm getting at
here.
He's
a suave guy.
But it didn't look bad because he had suspenders on. So it was like, oh, okay, the suspenders are holding the jeans up, and that's why they look 2 inches too short. If you wear suspenders with your jeans, it will take the pressure off the fact that they're 2 inches too short, and it won't be a bad thing.
I think that might just accentuate the shortness. I don't know if that.
You guys,
I don't know
jeans.
If that's.
I don't know. Well,
no,
what,
no Joe, you seriously need to go shopping.
Yeah, because these are bad. That bad.
The jeans are
Joe,
bad.
Joe, every time you walk away from us, all we can look at are
yeah,
the...
Yeah, we saw it again yeah. today. It is, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, you can do better with the pants, well, especially because these are your casual, like, these are jeans. They should be right.
All right, that's Amy from Villanova's department.
I actually don't think it's that bad, to be fair.
What?
Devin, stop it. You're
well,
too nice.
Because, come no, but that style is in.
No,
Devin.
Devin.
Trendsetter.
Devin, no, not
it's trendsetter.
Hold on. Because of the hammer.
That we tried to explain this last week. Yes, it's a trend.
But he's not doing it intentionally.
Yes, with guys who are intentionally doing it with fancy shoes and no socks.
Yeah.
Joe's doing it because his pants just don't simply fit him.
Right. So I guess my point is if you're going to continue with the pants, maybe change the shoes.
I kind of like the trendsetter thing.
You're not a trendsetter.
Hey, Dave, give me an answer. What's something you would change, buddy? You can win Phillies tickets.
Well, real quick, because now I got a picture of you being Amish, and it's so hilarious.
Someone on social media needs to do that for us.
Amish
Joe. I
could
weirdly picture it like very easily.
I'll tell you what, I'd be like Harrison Ford, and they get with Kelly McGillis
you
there.
Witness? You're going witness here?
Uh-huh.
No.
You're saying, Joe, you're going to go faux Amish and try to infiltrate
Kelly McGillis
society?
You're going to raise a barn?
Raise a barn.
To land the prettiest Amish lady?
I'd be Book. That was his name.
You're
Book.
Right.
It's a good pull on the character name.
Wow.
I didn't remember his name was Book. And I saw it like a couple years ago.
I should go back and watch
and
that.
And Danny Glover is the bad guy.
So it was slower than I remembered. For
it's phenomenal.
It's a good movie. No, I'm not saying it's bad, but it was slower than I remember.
I swear, I think I watched that in 1983 at a little theater in like Lancaster, PA.
Well, that's around when it came out. Dave, give me an answer. What would you change?
85 it came out.
My answer ruined the entire NBA guaranteed contract.
You know, that's a good answer, man.
That's a really good answer. Yeah.
Guaranteed. I wonder if they can.
Oh, it's probably in the CBA.
So here's how they
100% in the CBA. Yeah,
but here's the. I don't know about that, but probably I'll say this.
Of course.
Then you'd have to change the CBA.
Yes,
you'd have to lock them out.
They'd have to. Yeah. There's no way the players would agree to it.
I am pro locking out players, but I also don't want to obscure the reality that the teams, the organizations, are just as culpable as the players for the
mess. Totally,
the teams have allowed it to happen. I mean, you know, so. I mean, the whole thing to me started with Popovich, you know, resting his older players. And then the whole league's like, I'm 24 years old. I should rest, too.
There should be an age restriction on that. Like, I get the 34, 35-year-old, but a guy who's 22 does not need load management.
It is such a crock. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
A great split. How about Moses parting the Red Sea?
Ooh,
that was a heck of a split.
Ooh,
that would have been a big time answer.
Really great answer.
That's great.
Joe DeCamera sits on the rowing machine for 10 minutes, and now all of a sudden he, quote-unquote, works out. What a total travesty.
Come on, man.
Maybe one day you'll put it all together and do your own laundry after that workout. Keep it up, Hammer.
Just remember, the 10 minutes on the rowing machine followed 10 minutes on the incline treadmill, which followed 10 minutes on the bike.
Do you know how many meters you rode in 10
minutes? I did write some stuff down, yes. I don't know if I wrote something down, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
How many calories did you burn?
I don't know that. But I'll get you some facts and figures. Everybody relax. We got
can
time.
Somebody explain to me how a player can swing at a low outside pitch, strike out 5 times on the same pitch? If this continues to happen, especially in October, we won't do anything.
Yeah. Well, it was a reversion back to last year by Castellanos. He had been really good early this year,
really
laying
had.
Off that. And then last night was not.
Hammer, I owe you an apology for yesterday. I was heavily critical of your diet and your inability to work out. So yesterday I had 2 pieces of pizza, I had some Primo hoagies, and I felt like I could conquer the world. Hammer, if Babe Ruth did it on beer and hot dogs, you can do it on fast food and rest. You got this, man. Time's yours.
That's
the
sir.
Kind of motivation you needed right there.
Love it.
I like it.
Did he say fast food and rest? Is that what he said?
I
think he
did. Yeah,
fast
food and rest? Because I had taken that nap, I think.
That is.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? He might have a point. I don't know how Babe Ruth did it.
I don't either.
And Babe Ruth was the greatest in the world for a period of time.
There's no question.
Maybe you're just like Babe Ruth.
Hey, cut that audio.
Nope.
Yeah, this is for the tomato cans on Beat the Hammer. If you're 0-2 or worse on Beat the Hammer, just hang it up. Don't even bother. Time's yours.
It's not a bad point.
It's
a
great
point.
Yeah. I can understand. Why, what are we doing here?
I can understand.
So we actually have a band contestant
today. Yep, Tom and
the
Wilmington,
first
the first ever.
Ever.
All right,
it's official?
Yes.
Oh, it's official. Tom from Wilmington is never allowed to play Beat the Hammer. If he's the fifth caller, I will say, sorry, Tom, you can't play.
Yeah, I don't know how that works legally, but I hear you, James. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, right. Compliments, serious, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We have a lot to get to in the last couple minutes of our show, including rounding out the poll question from yesterday, which will let us know who wins the Phillies tickets from yesterday. So let's all go on the record, our personal opinion. Which of these was the most memorable split? James Seltzer, first crack at it. 13 colonies in Britain, the Berlin Wall, the Atom.
I think the Atom should win.
Rhea?
13 colonies.
Devin?
The Atom.
John Ritchie?
The Atom, because of everything else that it led to, microscopically speaking.
I'm also going to go to the Atom. But, man, it's a tough one because all are amazing choices. John, which one do you think won the poll?
The Atom.
It did not.
No!
Wow.
The My colonies.
People.
The colonies.
My people.
Wow.
The colonies and Britain.
You people are anti-American.
The wrong answer. That? We're pro-science, Rhea. That's what it is.
Right. Oh, I'm not pro-science at all.
So apparently. The colonies in Britain. We'll figure out who wins the Phillies tickets from yesterday based on that answer. I got it here somewhere. James, you got it as
I
well.
I know. I have it.
Okay. So congrats to that person.
It was Dan. Congrats to Dan.
All right, Dan. Nice job. All right. Now we got to get to rounding out today's topic of what would you change? This is also for Phillies tickets. What would you change? Big answers said by listeners today on the show include who the owner of the Sixers is.
I love that one.
That's really good.
Pretty good one.
Guaranteed contracts in the NBA is also a good one. Beat the Hammer tomato cans was also said. I think they're probably the top three.
I love to get rid of Josh Harris.
So I am very torn on the Sixers owner or guaranteed contracts in the NBA. Devin, which would you pick? Those two.
See, I kind of like the tomato cans, so I'm going to go Josh Harris out of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Harris gets one vote.
Owner of the Sixers, change him.
And Rhea, you said the same thing
I
also.
I said owners,
it's over.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
Three. That's it. James, which would you have voted for?
Honestly, I'm happy I didn't have to vote. I was really torn, but I probably would have swung to Josh Harris.
I would have voted for guaranteed contracts in the NBA, but both, there's a lot of merit with both. All right, so with the answer of the owner of the Sixers, Donna, nice job.
Donna.
You have won the tickets to the Phillies game. That's a game happening on Tuesday. So, Donna, get ready to go early next week, Tuesday. To the Phillies game versus the
Giants.
Was it the Giants?
Yeah,
it's the Giants. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Enjoy the Phillies and the Cardinals over the next couple days. We'll be talking about it on Monday. We'll crank up even more draft coverage next week as well as we get now obviously closer and closer. 13 days to the draft. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, all the wonderful hospitality. Always great being here. Have a tremendous weekend, Joe and Hugh. You can listen to them, of course. Coming up next,
my team.